butchering.
All right. And when meat is left out too long, it might, if it's not refrigerated or cured.
Well,
you know, and you can't, it gets, meat gets bad.
Yeah.
You might say it gets bad, or you might say it gets...
spoils, I mean, it's what we...
Yeah, that's what I meant. What, did you use the joules and the ears? Did you use the ears?
Yes.
Now, what did you do with that?
Most people made sauce meat out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We call sauce meat.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever make anything? Tell me what souse meat look like.
Well, now they take those ears and feet and all that head,
mm-hmm.
and cook it done and take the bones all out of it, mm-hmm. and then they just work that all up with their hands,
mm-hmm.
and they put so much vinegar and stuff in it. It's good. Anybody is used to it, I reckon, like it.
Did they fry it, or?
Well, no, most people just eat it the way it is messed that way, and mm-hmm. they didn't fry that at all.
And eat it cold.
That's right. But now they had another meat that they called scrapple,
mm-hmm.
but they left the vinegar out of that,
mm-hmm.
and it's about the very same thing, but now they'd fry that scrapple.
Uh-huh. Did you ever eat tripe?
Eat which?
Tripe.
Not as I know of.
Tripe, or... did you ever make anything with the liver?
Called liver pudding.
Mm-hmm. What was
onions and cornmeal and two or three other things.
What was that like? I mean, when that was finished, what was it?
Well,
condition it was in. Was it eaten cold?
Yes, we'd eat that cold too.
Did anybody in the valley ever eat anything with the blood from the animal, use the blood for the animal?
Not as I know of.
And butter, when it's left out too long, gets...
strong.
All right. And then, well, strong, how about if it gets... Now, some people eat like butter when it's strong.
My boy does.
Huh?
I don't.
Uh-huh. Now, after that, when it gets strong and you can't... when even he couldn't eat it, then you'd say it's...
spoiled.
Do you ever use froey or rancid?
No, I don't know.
And what about milk that...
sour?
All right. I think you used another expression the other day for that, other than sour.
Blinked?
Yeah. Now, what is that?
Well, that's just when it's before it does sour. It's between sour now and good milk.
Now, what can you do with it when it's blinked?
Well, you can let it finish sour and then churn it.
All right, and that would, and then you'd have
buttermilk.
All right, do you ever make a kind of cheese when it gets thick like that?
Well, now you've got to make that now before it sours. You set it up and make this cheese mm-hmm. out of it. You take this milk and boil it,
mm-hmm.
and then drain the water all out of it. Mm-hmm. Before you make cheese, I got some in there safe.
I was thinking about a kind of a lumpy cheese. You know, this is a cheese that's kind of white and lumpy. You can buy it in the store now.
Yeah, Chester cheese.
Yeah, well, this is a kind of, they call it cottage cheese in the store.
Yeah, cottage cheese.
But what did you used to call it when you were a boy, that kind of cheese?
Homemade cheese.
All right. Did you ever call it clabber or...
clabber cheese.
Clabber cheese?
Well, I'd say yes. I've heard that expression used.
Mm-hmm. And milk that's curdled like that, it's before it,